And tomorrow on the program, a conversation with singer Chris Isaak about the music that first grabbed him as a kid in California.
I remember early morning in my house, my brother putting on Jerry Lee Lewis music, and it was...
Well, my Bonnie, Bonnie Bee, she like a real queen bee. She stands out among the others you see. She makes me happy, make me feel so good. I wouldn't marry Bonnie Bee if I could.
We put that on and be jumping around the room, getting ready for school. And it was just like exciting, rock and roll, happy music.
Now, Chris Isaak is channeling his inner Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash and Elvis with a musical salute to the singers who got their start at Sun Studio in Memphis in the 50s.
As Kenny, my drummer, told me to say, he said, Chris, you say you paid homage, because I just simply say I ripped him off. But you know, you never want to go one-on-one against those guys because, I mean, for one, they're your heroes. For God's sakes, it's, you know, Roy Orbison. A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman, tiptoes in. You hear that and you go, nobody's going to ever do that any better. That's perfect. It's perfect. You know, the fact that no one's going to do it better doesn't stop me from in my living room from singing it.
Pretty woman, walking down the street.
More of my conversation with Chris Isaak tomorrow on All Things Considered.
Pretty woman.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.